in everything you do. And he said, he who dwells in the secret place, that means stay there, dwells in that secret place. Lock yourself up with God. Read his word, study it, and learn who he is. And then also you have to learn to talk about the Lord, because verse 2 says, and I will say of the Lord, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, he is my God, in him will I trust. You can't be ashamed of God. I mean, I was talking to a man the other day that said he went to a place to eat with his preacher. And he said, when they went inside, he said, I got there and I went on inside and said, in a few minutes, they got there and come inside. And when the food was served, they started eating. I said, hey, we haven't blessed the food. He said, one of the preachers said, you know, we was afraid we was offend somebody, so we prayed in the car before we came in. I thought, wow, I bet those people don't ever get a prayer answered. The Lord says you're to say before people. He is your God. He is your refuge. He's your strength. You're not to be ashamed of God. If you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you, and you won't ever get to see him do anything wonderful for you. But you say of the Lord, he is my refuge, and he is my fortress, and he is my God, and in him will I trust. Then after verse 1 and 2, if you do these things, then look what he says he will do. Verse 3 says, surely God shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. You know who the fowler is? It's the devil and his demons. And from the perilous pestilence. The perilous pestilence. That's all kinds of sickness and disease. Who's going to deliver you? God himself will. Well, I don't think we need anybody bigger than God to deliver us from this problem. Then he says in verse 4, he will cover you with his feathers. In other words, he's going to protect you. And under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. His truth. As you walk in the truth of God, it will shield you from everything the devil can throw at you. What shall you be afraid of? The terror that flies by night or the arrow that flies by day? Shall you have to be afraid of any of these things? You shall not be afraid of these things, because God is going to protect you. Does that not mean that the terror is out there in the daytime and the arrows flying by night? Does it mean, or by day? Are these things still there? Oh yeah, they're there. But you don't have to be afraid of them. They're always out there. That terror at night and the arrows by day, they will always be there to torment you or do whatever they can. But if you know the Word of God and you've got it hidden in your heart, you can call upon the Lord, you can call upon these angels, and you can get set free from all these things. Now he says in verse 6, you don't have to be afraid of the pestilence that walks in darkness. The pestilence or the sickness, that's the devil again and his demon. Nor of the destruction that wastes at noonday. The destruction that wastes at noonday. Then he goes on to say, and every man in the military, if you're a military man, even if you're not a military man, you need to claim this promise. He says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. That's a great promise for any military man to claim. But you can't just claim that promise without walking in obedience to the Word of God. This seems to be the thing that we miss. We have so many people today say that if God is real, why did all this devastation take place here? Why did the floods happen here? Why did the storms happen here? Why did the hurricanes happen here? Why did the earthquake happen here? I can tell you why. Because of sin. The world is becoming more and more sinful. And because of sin, we open the door to the forces of darkness. In other words, we call forth those wicked fallen angels of hell, which their leader is Satan, we call him in because of our disobedience. Let's keep reading and see what happens here, that if we're obedient, and as we go on down through here, we saw that 1,000 should fall. In other words, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Now, that's only if you're walking in obedience to the Word. Now, if you're not walking in obedience to the Word, you'll be one of those 1,000 that'll fall because of your sin. So don't go there. Verse 8 says, only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. The reward of the wicked. What is the reward of the wicked? Turmoil, pestilence, disease, sickness, death. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. The reward of the wicked is death and destruction. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Now then, think diligently about what he's saying here in verse 9. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague or sickness come near your dwelling. Could he really mean what he says there? Does it mean if you walk in obedience to his word? And just remember, this was back under the law. This is before we became children. He clearly says there, no evil. If you're making God, the Most High God, your dwelling place, and you're dwelling in Christ, that no evil shall befall you. None. And no plague. In other words, no sickness and disease shall come upon you. That's kind of amazing that he made that statement. For he shall give his angels charge over you. Who's going to have charge over you? His angels. And they're going to keep you in all your ways. As long as you and I walk in total obedience to God's word, he will send forth these angels and he will give them charge over you and I. And these beautiful, magnificent beings of grandeur will keep you and me from all harm. Let's go ahead and read a little more and see what else it says there. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. You can't be made to stumble or fall. But only if you're walking in obedience to the Word. If you're walking in obedience to the Word, he says there, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Who do you think the young lion and the serpent, who are all these critters? This is Satan and his host of demons. Because he has set his love upon you, therefore I will deliver him and I will set him on high because he has known my name. Isn't that amazing? The names of God. God is everything. He is more than enough. He has all kinds of names. Verse 15 says, we shall call upon him, and he will answer. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. Think about what that just said. You shall call upon the Lord, and he shall answer you. Many a year out of my life, I never dreamed about asking God for anything. I thought, you know, God is so busy running the universe. I thought about how busy I was running my little tiny world. And I thought, God, he's trying to run this all. He's so busy, he couldn't have time for me. How little did I know about God? Now I know God is so big, so magnificent, that he could take each individual one of us, the billions and billions of people that's on the earth, and he can personalize himself to any one of us at any time. How can he be that intimate with all of us? I don't know, but he's able to do it. I know that God can talk to me and be with me as if I was the only human being alive on this earth. I can think about my wife and I driving down the road in the car. We're talking. We're very intimate. She's talking to me. I'm talking to her. I mean, it's just two of us. No outside noises to distract us. We got the windows rolled up. Maybe the air conditioner running or whatever. It's quiet, nice, comfortable inside the car. And we can talk. And no distractions. The radio's not blaring. We're just talking. But God can do that to each one of us. He can do it even if the radio is blaring. The television's blaring. God can still get through to you. But if you really want to see God do some wonderful things and you want to start hearing his voice, start quoting these verses to the king. Say, Lord, you said right here, if I will call upon you, you will answer me. And I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and honor him. And then verse 16 says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation with long life. If you've never heard the voice of God, get into the scripture. Begin to personalize the word of God. Begin to actually call on God. Call on him and expect him to answer you. One of the young ladies that works with us in the ministry, she had God speak to her the other day, and it was absolutely magnificently wonderful. She was so on fire. When this girl came back to work, she was telling all of us how God had spoken to her audibly. Well, I remember the first time he spoke to me too. And many times since then I've remembered it. He is an awesome God. But look what he says. If you will call upon me, I will answer you. If you've never heard God's voice, if you've never had an angel help you, get into the Word of God. Read it, study it, and believe it and act on it and call by faith after you've repented of all your sins. Repent of every sin and then call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to talk to you and bless you with his word. And if you'll do it in faith, he'll do it for you.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.